Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the first quarter.
The scene is set. Saturday night footy, Port Adelaide and the Demons. And here's Chris Dittmar to get us rolling.
Are they two of the heavyweight sides for 2024? We'll find out more at the Adelaide Oval tonight. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks football. Gorn goes at it with Soldo. Gorn got the better of it. Port Adelaide through Drew. Hamill to Butters. They're out of the middle. Great Hamill. Rosie to Drew. Inside 50 for the first time. Port Adelaide off hands, picking it up. Byrne Jones, left foot, snub it, goal. And he kicks it. He was an all-Australian halfback flanker, and now he's kicking leftward goals at half-forward. Port Adelaide strike first at the Adelaide Oval. One straight six. Melbourne yet to touch the footy.
What about that out of the middle, TJ? Electric forward handballs getting on the end of it. Drew with his second effort was fantastic as well. Darcy Byrne-Jones off the back of three goals last week, already snagging one.
First blood to Port Adelaide. There's the names we've spoken about. There's Rosie, Butters, Drew, all involved. Darcy Byrne-Jones has a knack of kicking goals on his left foot, and he showed it right there. That is a great start.
From halfback, long kick towards centre wing. Charlie Dixon territory, playing in front. McDonald beat to Dixon this time, but Dixon wins it at ground level. Gave the ball to Rioli to Boak under pressure. Drew spins out of trouble. Well, Hamill to Rosie. Rosie fires inside 50, no mark. Marshall off hands, he picks it up. He fumbled. Hamill's out to McEntee. Right foot snap. He kicks it. Two from two, Port Adelaide, inside 50, two goals. They are two straight 12. Demons, one behind, Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Melbourne with two opportunities to stop it there. Tom McDonald, great job on Charlie on the centre wing, but dropped the mark. And then Jake Lever, also in great position, but just grounded it. And Todd Marshall, that's the thing about him, it's not just in the air. He follows up on the ground and brings his small forwards into it. Jed McEntee finishing with the goal.
Gorn wins it out of the air, but his kick was smothered. Drew doing the tackling, coming through Wines, couldn't pick it up. Drew did, his kick smothered. Evans gets a little snap away. Touch, you can hear the umpire. Says play it on. They'll need to hurry. Petty's tackled, he's lost it. Evans picks it up, and Frankie Evans kicks Port Adelaide's third goal. That is pressure from a forward line. We'll go to Tommy Jonas in just a moment. But three straight 18, Port Adelaide. The Demons are one behind Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
That's it. It's all about the pressure. The key forwards, they're bringing it to ground and bringing the likes of Byrne Jones, McEntee into the game. When they went on the 13 on a trot last year, it was all about the pressure. We can see it here tonight. It's a great start.
Centre wing delivering a long high ball. Porter got some big numbers here. There's the trio, Radicalea. They're all together. The ball spit over the back. Fritch lines it up and sends it through. Well, when you've got the three big boys there, you don't want it slipping over the back. And that's what happened. And the Demons get there first. Port by 12 points, though, on the Triple M Bunnings Trade scoreboard. Tackle this season with Bunnings Trade Power Pass, the essential addition to every tradie's toolkit. Apply today. T's and C's apply. See website for details. Tommy Jonas and Red Biglands, Triple M Footy.
If you're going to come off Fritch to impact, you really got to clear the area. He doesn't need a lot of the ball to make you pay. And that's a great example of that.
Demons running players, Van Rooyen gave it over to Windsor. Windsor to Oliver. And it'll be a Melbourne free kick. Thought they had the advantage. And a 50-metre penalty. Well, I don't know what that was for, but he says it was for holding on, but I don't know what the 50 was for. Maybe was there some back chat or what? And it's costly because this would be a certain goal coming up, you'd think. When you get a free kick at centre wing, and next minute you're up to about 25 metres out from goal, after Port had started so well to kick three goals to none, and now this will bring Melbourne right into it late in this opening term.
Solid 50. Clary Oliver wasn't giving up the footy either. So for the prime movers for the D's getting a hold of it, Petrarca has nine. This will be disposal number five for Oliver. Viney also with four disposals.
Well, this will be a big result for Melbourne because it's fair to say Port have dominated this opening term. Oliver, very slow and deliberate, will be about 35 out when he lets this go. Almost straight out in front. And makes no mistake. And they've hit the post once as well, so it could be even tighter. And Oliver kicks truly. So they got a 2-1-13 trail, Port Adelaide, 3-1-19. On a 30-degree night, wearing the long sleeve Guernsey to Rivers. Goes backwards slightly. Rivers, centre wing, runs hard and then delivers inside 50. Alier in front. In fact, Radicalea in front. And a shepherding. Free kick for Ben Brown. Out in front of goal. Now, Tom Jonas, you were nodding there. What did you see?
Clear out.
Yeah.
Zach.
track. That was against Alira, I think. Just didn't need to do it. He can come across. He's tall enough. He's got a big enough jump to just compete. So really didn't need to put the body on Ben Brown. And Ben Brown's one of the best at making the most of the contact.
All right. Just saw that on the Triple M Harvey Norman replay. Harvey Norman Super Easter Sale on now. Shop massive Easter savings store wide until Monday in store and online. Harvey Norman Super Easter Sale. Don't miss it as Brown comes in with that long, long run up. Let's it go and through. And they are in front, Melbourne. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Unbelievable stuff that Melbourne are in front by a point late in this opening term after Port Adelaide really have dominated. So the Demons by a point, 3-2-20 lead Port Adelaide, 3-1-19 Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
How many times have we seen this from the Demons, not only through Gather Round, but at the Adelaide Oval in particular? They've only lost three games here, won seven of the last ten. They start slow, grind their way through, and they take on Adelaide here next week in 5 days' time as well. So it holds no fears, this stadium.
He kicked the first goal of the game. This is from 40 out, and it starts out to the right, stays out to the right. And is that a mark on the goal line? I think it is for Port Adelaide. And Big Charlie's plucked it. And Yoda, you said earlier, he is marking really well at the moment, and he is. He's plucked some big marks in the opening three rounds, and here's another one. Now, he's up against the boundary line. We'll have to play on. We can't now because the siren's gone. He can't improve the angle. He's a metre inside the boundary.
He can go off his line, though, and come back onto his line. So he's taking
Which is what he's doing.
Back towards the crowd.
Good explanation, Tom. I didn't realise that. So he comes around and improves. Left foot around the corner. He's kicked it. And he says to the crowd, how about that? He waves to the people on the hill here at the Adelaide Oval. And Port Adelaide do go into the quarter time break in front just 4-1-25 the power. The Demons are 3-2-20 on the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Oh, what a quarter of footy.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the second quarter.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M does rock football. Bounce down to start the second term. Soldo sits under it, goes too early, Gorn out of the middle. Got the clearance, kicks to half forward, Viney direction, picked it up in game number 200. The left foot kick, oh, it's smothered, but it ends up with Pickett. Pickett over the top with a handball, running onto it, Sparrow. Sparrow, first kick of this second term is a goal. And the Demons are back in front by a point. First goal to Melbourne in this term. They go to 4-2-26. Port Adelaide 4-1-25. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. Tom Jonas.
Great start by Melbourne. Just wheeled the ball forward. Wasn't perfect. Smothered ball from Viney. But then their midfield just kept on working. Sparrow showed up and great finish across the body.
Langdon shrugs a tackle. Handballs forward. Demons off and running to Billings. He's been quiet, but this time he gets it and fires it into Gorn. Gorn's got it 70 from goal. Goes around the arc. Loose players out there for Melbourne. Windsor on the end of it. He can fire them inside 50 and does. Loose player, and it's Langdon. Takes the mark at centre-half forward, straight out in front of goal.
Really like the look of young Windsor. He's got great composure. He's had an ability to take a bit of time, find a target on that occasion, lowering the eyes and finding a mark inside 50.
Gee, they picked Port Adelaide apart there. Their passing was very good in some heavy traffic, and it ends up with Langdon straight out in front of goal. They've kicked the first of this term, looking to kick the first two. On his way in, breaks into a trot, 40 metres out, 35 out, straight in front, makes no mistake. Big start for Melbourne in this second term. 4 minutes gone. They've got the first two and they go to 5-2-31. Leading Port Adelaide 4-1-25. And that's on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. Emma Henderson on the boundary.
Kate Chandler's just gone straight down to the rooms. They've wasted absolutely no time taking him down there. He's limping pretty badly, so I'll update you when I know more.
Gorn with Soldo. This time Soldo over the top. And Port Adelaide through Butters. Gets it to Meade. Meade, another handball out. Port Adelaide, is it a free kick? The advantage? No, it's going the other way. I don't know what the free kick was for, but Salem pounced on it. Umpire said the advantage, and now Cozzy Pickett has marked inside 50.
Yeah, so they paid the advantage where the Port Adelaide player ran with the footy. I can't remember who it was, and then Salem picked it off,
what
shut it
down. What was the free
for? So that was a holding free, as he was trying to hold him back. It was going Port Adelaide's way.
Pickett plays on around the corner, and he hasn't made the distance. Touched on the line. Oh, gee, that's a let-off because that could have been the first three to Melbourne in this term. There's got to be a score review. Did Radaglia touch it in front of the line or over the line?
I tell you what, you want to hope he was standing in front of the line. He's taken it on his chest.
I know.
Easily taken another metre forward. And
oh, this is a goal. He's made a blue here, Radaglia. He's made a bad blue.
Review underway.
And in fact, Melbourne will have the first three goals of this second term.
Review
what a start
complete.
For the Demons.
Looking at this angle, we can see the ball has crossed the back of the goal line prior to being touched.
Amazing.
Decision on the scoreboard.
Tommy Jonas, you said it. You've got to take it in your hands out in front of your body, surely.
Oh, every under-9s coach in the universe is going, that's why you take it in your hands, boys and girls. So, oh, no.
The Demons have taken control of this game at the start of this second term. They've got the first three goals. They go to 6-2-38, lead Port Adelaide 4-1-25.
Those Bronx cheers from the Port Adelaide faithful might be justified. Ditch, free kick count, Triple M Renzi Lending stats, 15-5.
Okay, Dixon doing the ruck work. Rioli spins out of the pack. This is what he does best, and he kicks a goal. The little goal sneak gets one back for Port Adelaide, and they really needed that one. Port Adelaide 5-1-31, trail the Demons 6-2-38. Emma Henderson on the boundary.
Yeah, guys, good news for Cade Chandler, who's come out with fresh strapping on his right knee. It looks like he will return to play from what could have been, and looked like as well, a really, really nasty injury. And he's just gone back out right now.
Gee, it's not going well going into the Port Adelaide forward line, no doubt about that. But full praise to Melbourne. The way they're defending is spectacular. It really is. Here's a chance for Port. A loose ball inside 50, but again, the defending of Melbourne is too good. And high contact will go Port Adelaide's way this time. Byrne Jones with a free kick inside 50. Okay, Melbourne have kicked the ball away and cleared it. The crowd won 50. And the umpire says no.
So that was the central umpire who was in the centre square. There were two umpires within 20 metres of the contest who didn't pay it. They saw it pretty clearly. And the umpire came running in from the centre square saying it was high. But free kick count now is 16-6 in favour of the Demons.
Slight knee drop from Byrne Jones, lifted the arm, just drew the free kick.
So Byrne Jones straight out in front has already kicked a goal in this game, and it's drifting. He's got it. Squeezes it in for Port Adelaide, and it's a big goal at this stage of the game. You feel that Melbourne are on top, and yet the margin has come back to a point. Port Adelaide 6-2-38, Demons lead at 6-3-39, Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard, and we've played 20 minutes of the second term. It's a great game of footy at the Adelaide Oval. Gorn's tap went to Butters, it ends up with Drew. Drew's left foot kick high to half forward for Port Adelaide. This is where Melbourne are thrashing Port Adelaide. They win out again. The defence is right on top. They're too good at the moment. Clearing kick, Jones under it, he spilt the mark. Dropped it at the wrong time. Soldo helps him out. The ruckman gives to Butters. Butters sees loose players inside 50, but the kick hangs too high. In fact, great mark from Meade. He gives off with the handball. Houston runs and delivers, and bang! Port Adelaide get one. It was hard work. And well done, Jackson Meade, the smallest player in the area. Stood tall and took the mark. The contested grab. Port Adelaide lead by one straight kick at the Adelaide Oval. 7-3-45. Melbourne 6-3-39. But you get the feeling Melbourne are on top just for the moment. It's a great game of footy.
I'll tell you what, it's an absolute arm wrestle. And I think the only way they're going to break that deadlock is if someone knocked it over from outside the paint.
Houston launch into it. Jackson Meade looks like he's playing for his life at the moment. He's having a brilliant game. He did get a goal last week against the Tigers, but every possession he has had has been with amazing intensity. He had 10 disposals so far, 150 metres gain, and it's not easy to get a spot in this Port Adelaide midfield. He's doing everything out there tonight.
And Lockie Jones just dropped that. It was a sitter. He had a little bit of time to sort of go and get, but now it's a high ball that he would have wanted to release before that. Salem came through. Petrarca tried to flick it on. Fritsch now held there. Neil Bullen not paid. Butted up Neil Bullen. Got it across to Viney. Lines up in his 200th. Left foot ball around the body. Bang! Viney gets another. Port Adelaide's margin is back to zero. We are locked away. 45 apiece. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard. We've got Tom Jonas, we've got Red Biglands for you tonight on Triple M Footy.
That's two goals that have come from unforced Port Adelaide errors. And on the flip side, Melbourne, a quality side, and they've been able to make Port Adelaide pay.
Yeah, so it was Jones again who dropped the easy mark and then put his teammates under pressure. But this is an absolute game of inches as we close in on halftime. The slightest mistakes, huge penalties in front of goal, but Viney's finish And game number 200 was just brilliant.
And a throw in left forward pocket for Port Adelaide. You'd reckon the clock's going to beat them here.
Only the second game in town, but it looks like they're really looking forward to half time. Hot weather today and last week.
Throw in left forward pocket. Dixon out of the air. Hambles it forward. It goes back to the boundary line. And that is it. Half time at the Adelaide Oval. It doesn't get any tighter than this.
Oh, we're locked away, Ditch. What a game of footy. Saturday night. This Easter long weekend, and it's 7-3-45 apiece. Scores are level.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the third quarter.
So, Tom, we saw Melbourne in a ring, like having a bit of a group chat before they break. They held for a long time before the game, and they've held for a long time at halftime, just to make sure they get everything out that they want, I suppose. Is that the idea?
Yeah, I mean, it's each group to their own. There'll be certain players out there that are probably just looking up into the stands, you know, off with the fairies, and there's others that hang off every word. It's really whatever you want it to be.
Spoken like a true captain. You look down and you see the blokes looking in the grandstand.
It'd be nice if they let you know so you didn't have to bother.
Here is Chris Didmar to get us rolling. We're all locked away.
What about this in the middle? Pickett and Butters going toe-to-toe. Love it. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy. Umpire gets the third term underway. Scores are tied away. Gorn first tap. Gets it to Oliver, but Wines will come away with the ball. Handball to Butters. Little chip around the corner to Drew was good. Willem Drew having a good game. Fires Port inside 50. Marshall! No mark taken. Off hands Rivers. Tackled by Evans. Put Port Adelaide under the pump and they've lost the ball. Salem handballs on his outside. Langdon on the outer side of the ground. Gets it out to Pickett. Cozzy Pickett gives to Oliver. Oliver's corral, but he turns around. Has plenty of time to find Rivers. Rivers short pass. Didn't go far enough. Viney runs into trouble. Rosie tackled him and they've turned it over. Port Adelaide through Drew. Hambles forward to Butters. Is this kick better from Butters? It is. Port Adelaide on the charge. Marshall on the end of it. Marshall delivers inside 50. Rioli on the end of it. Plays on from the pocket. Uses his pace. Bounces. Goal. Great turnover, Port Adelaide, and a clever goal. And boy, it's hard work. It really is. This Melbourne defence all over the ground is tight. And he gets his second goal. It's the first goal of the third term. It's taken 7 minutes. And Port Adelaide lead by a solitary kick, 8-3-51. Melbourne a 7-3-45. Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard, Tommy Jonas.
Been an absolute arm wrestle for the first 7 minutes, played between the arcs. But the goal came from Zach Butters taking it on. He had one goal at it, turned it over, he got a second opportunity and made it count. He always goes for the middle, he takes the game on, he follows his kick, gets the handball, and then Willie Rioli, just too much speed and too much class to finish.
Left forward pocket for the Demons. The ball has spent a fair bit of time up this end.
Cozzy Pickett, with no regard for his personal safety, just barreling in.
So throw in left forward pocket, Soldo front position, but Gorn wins the tap, tried to pluck it out of the air. Willem Drew came away with it, quick kick goes high in the air, Neil Bullen sits under it. And a fortunate mark from him from a quick kick, a blind kick out of defence from Port Adelaide. So Neil Bullen with a chance to kick for goal will be just outside the 50.
They've got to be on Max Gorn here. This is, I think, out of reach for the nibbler. And it's a pop-up right in Gorney's wheelhouse.
So about 52, runs all the way to the 50, played on, improved the angle, the kick looks good. And he has kicked it. The Demon players put their arms in the air. And a handy goal to Melbourne. So one goal apiece in this term now for Port Adelaide and Melbourne. And the Demons go to 8-3-51. Port Adelaide lead by 2 points, 8-5-53.
So Rivers gets it up towards centre wing. Port Adelaide trying to pump it back in there. Rosetta Houston runs to 65, puts one in the direction of Soldo. He's got the arm chop or the forward pressure illegal, and he will have a shot right from the top of the goal square.
One of the rare blemishes on the Melbourne back line. They have been incredibly resolute. Shows what happens when you get it in the hands of your best kickers. Port Adelaide able to get the ball outside to Houston. He lowered the eyes. Probably more of a 5 or 6 iron kick as opposed to kicking it up the chimney, and that's the result. Soldo with the mark 10 metres out from goal.
So Soldo, cathedral end. It's point blank sort of stuff. This to push it out to a 9-point Port Adelaide lead. Oh, a very delicate little chipping ball, but he's got it. So they are out by 9 points now, Port Adelaide. They move along to 9-7-61. The Demons are 8-4-52. And Emma Henderson from Channel 9 on the boundary for us for Bob Jane.
Yeah, guys, Port Adelaide have made a sub. Jace Burgoyne has now entered the game and Frankie Evans is on the bench and out of the game after a quiet night.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy, Finlayson into the ruck for Port Adelaide. He'll come away with the ball. Port Adelaide get a free kick. The advantage, Drew out of the middle, and that's better delivery. Marshall out on the lead, and it hits him right on the chest. And Finlayson actually competed well there in the middle because Port Adelaide won the clearance after Gorn maybe got the better of him, but Finlayson hassled him, and that's what he needs to do more of.
It looks as though Port have adjusted in that centre bounce area rather than trying to get too offensive. They know Gorn is going to get the hit out. He's had 35 of those tonight, 12 to advantage. But then they're shutting down the time and space of Melbourne and getting that second possession, or that pressure has gone up, not allowing them any easy exits.
Todd Marshall will kick 50 metres out. Game number 100 for the youngster. It's a good-looking kick, but it's drifting. He's got it. He gets an important goal in his 100th game, and they come from everywhere, the Port Adelaide players, to acknowledge his contribution. Port Adelaide, a very important kick to 10-7-67, two in a row for the moment. Demons are 8-4-52, Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard. Handball back to Sparrow, Melbourne forward, handball to Oliver. Oliver, he stopped and propped. Handball back to Sparrow, now to Rivers. Rivers handballs to Clayton Oliver. Oliver kicks forward to a big pack of players. No mark taken, but at the ground level, they've got the numbers. Neil Bullen handballs to the running Langdon. He's full of run. He's done well. He's featured prominently in his passage of play, and it ends up with Brown at half forward. He did really well there, Ed Langdon. So Brown, we know he can get the distance.
That's your line.
Goes back with this very, very long, deliberate run-up. When he ends with his run-up, he'll be about 53 metres out from goal. He's over on the left half-forward flank in front of the Mark Rusciuto stand at the Adelaide Oval. Melbourne need this one after Port have kicked a couple in a row. On his way in, Brown. Gets to 55 out, lets the kick go. It's a good-looking kick. I reckon he's got it. Do they touch it on the line? They don't. He's got it. That's a big goal from Ben Brown. A handy one for Melbourne after Port Adelaide kicked a couple. And the Demons go to 9-4-58. Trail by 10 points. Port Adelaide 10-8-68. Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard. Every kick's important.
The resilience from this Melbourne team tonight against the run of play again. Neil Bullen has just been enormous. He's found himself in the game, hitting the scoreboard, but also getting Oliver involved. The blokes, you need to be getting the ball, and then that was a clutch finish from Ben Brown from on the junction. Doesn't get any harder than that.
Holding Melbourne.
Melbourne get a free kick from this ruck contest. I've got to say, don't understand a lot of these. Gorn wrapped his arms around Finlayson, and Gorn's got the free kick for hanging on.
Finlayson had no eyes for the footy whatsoever. You've got to just turn and at least look at the footy. He's looking right in the middle of Gorn's chest. And you've got to give a contest. He's undersized. He knows he's got to compete, but you've got to look at the footy.
So after the siren, big kick. The margin is 10 points. To bring it back to 4 points, heading into the final term. Gorn.
Umpires behind, Dan.
Taking a long, long time. A real long time. Now starts. He's going to kick from 50. Let's go with the kick, and the umpire hasn't moved. Great kick from Gorn, and the margin is 4 points heading into the final term.
Oh, wow. What a game we've got here at the Adelaide Oval.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the fourth quarter.
Here's Chris Didmar on Triple M Footy.
Johnny Boys, Tommy Jonas, Rhett Biglin's here on Triple M for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M Rocks Footy in the middle. Final term underway. Gorn gets the first tap. Petrarca wins the clearance. Little kick around the corner. Demons have got loose players across half forward. Neil Bullen fires at goal. He's got it. First goal of the final term. And the Demons hit the front. They lead by 2 points. 11-4-70 the D's, the power 10-8-68, and that's on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Clever flick on there from Chandler, and it started down back. A really important contest from from Howes. They've just been able to stand up in the big moments and go up against the run of play and kick critical goals. This is game on.
Chandler knew that Neil Bullen was there. That was he attacked the footy and flicked it over and laced out Neil Bullen with a flick over the head, turned around and knew he was there, set up the goal. Remarkable goal assist. He's been brilliant tonight, Chandler. Came down with a bit of a knock on his knee. Now with 14 disposals and close to 250 metres gained.
Throw in 55 around from the Demons goal, going towards the northern end in this final term.
Oliver Lewis.
Neither ruckman gets it. Yeah, Oliver over the back. Pickett got it, but his kick was smothered, but it ricochets into the direction of three touch Melbourne players. Kick around the corner. Touch play on. Pickett from 60 out. A wobbler, not his best kick. Ben Brown picked it up magnificently and then threw the ball away. Oh, Fitch picked it up. Umpire said no. Play on. Oh, he threw it. It's still going. Umpire letting this go amazingly. Loose ball in front of Melbourne's goal. Heaps of Melbourne players around it. They can't pick it up. Zerk Thatcher tackled. Then Sparrow picked it up. Kicks the goal.
Oh, no.
Wow. And the Demons get a goal. And they lead by 8 points. Gee.
They're going to rip the seats out of the grandstands here, the Port supporters. There were three throws in there. But the umpires were consistent, just letting it go.
Now, this will test Brown. I don't know if he can get it from him. We know he kicks it a long, long way, but he's at least 70 metres out, you would think. So he's not going to go for goal. He chips it out towards the pocket. The lead of Fritch is good. No mark taken. Could have been dangerous for Port Adelaide because Fritch is a real goal kicker. Windsor spins around. Goes with a right foot kick. Goes to goal and touched, is it? No. Port Adelaide had defenders on the line and they've missed it. The mistakes are coming from Port Adelaide and the Demons are doing everything right. Great little goal from Windsor. Gee, that was important. And the Demons kick clear. 13-5-83. Port Adelaide 10-9-69. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Cozzy Pickett's super lucky on the line. He gave a push to Zerk Thatcher to get him out of the way and got away with it. So it was a nice little shepherd if you're a Melbourne supporter. Just enough. And Burton couldn't get a hand to it either. Game of inches. We've said it all night. It's felt like a final right from the first bounce.
Soldo and Gorn go at it again. Wines wins the ball with strength. Handball to Soldo, who quickly picks it up. Kicks forward to the goal square. Rioli, did he take the mark? No. Finlayson off the ground. Port Adelaide get a real opportunist goal. They needed that one. A goal out of nothing. And there's a spark for Port Adelaide. 11-10-76. Trail Melbourne 13-5-83. We've played 15 minutes of the final term.
Soldo up against Gorn. Ground level Butters. Nice little handball. Had a bit of swing about it. Butters followed up. Wines was there. There's a lot of traffic around this ball. Zerk Thatcher somehow got it on the boot. Tumbles forward. Oh, Dixon was lightning hands there to McEntee. He's wrapped up through the ball.
Huge tackle by Tom McDonald.
Now it's a dangerous tackle. So I think it may be reversed. So holding the ball, let's have a listen. So the Harvey Norman replay, we saw it there. Holding the ball paid, but the dangerous tackle secondary and overrules. So what this means is a shot in front of goal for Connor Rosie.
I always thought it was the first whistle decision made.
McEntee caught holding the ball. Play stops. I don't know.
So Connor Rosie, the skipper, to bring it all back to level. He's done it. Goal to Connor. And we are locked away with just under 10 minutes to play. Gorn works at the half forward. Thumped away by Aaliyah. Langdon came through, didn't take clean possession. Got it to Rivers. Saw Petrarca. Finds him. Approaching half forward. Petrarca. He goes long. He goes deep. Fritch and Brown. So Big Ben takes the mark and will go back 45 degree angle about 20 out.
Aaliyah's had a good night, but an opportunity to mark that. He went the double-handed spoil, kept the ball alive, and then great option by Petrarca to get the ball in deep and strong mark by Ben Brown.
Yeah, because he had Petty short, didn't he? But he knew what he was doing. He wanted Brown longer to his advantage as well. Petrarca just thinking his way through the pressure.
What do you reckon, Biggles, as he kicked this?
Don't ask me for prediction tonight.
Cathedral end.
Surely.
Ben Brown. He starts the run on Hindley Street. He comes through. Kick on the way is good. The kick is good. Melbourne lead it by a goal. It is 14-5-89. Port Adelaide at 12-11-83.
Throwing Charlie Dixon. Neither ruckman gets it over the back. Chandler a chance. He gets a clearing kick. Allier sits under it for Port Adelaide. No mark taken. Melbourne again. They hassle him out of it. Too good, Oliver. Although his handball's intercepted. Boat ran into a teammate. Accidentally, of course. Loose ball inside. 50 Rioli a chance. No. Chandler picks up. Melbourne have got all the answers time and time again. Quick kick out to centre wing. Radigalia gets there first. He's well tackled. Got the handball to Burton against the boundary line. Burton kicks high for Port Adelaide. And we need to stop. I reckon there's a chance Travis Boak has been concussed here, or he certainly was met very, very heavily.
It's friendly fire.
And where the ball was landing, the umpire has stopped the game quite sensibly as Travis Boak will come from the ground.
He slipped to his feet and Radigalia was coming at him, or was it Soldo?
Soldo.
Yeah, knee to the face.
I think he said he got it in the back of the head. No, just this one. That's on a cop one right in the front of the face.
Bang, full tilt from Pingabane Soldo. And then he lied motionless for a long time.
Yeah, I reckon he hit his head on the turf, Biggles. And he's just grabbing the back of his head at the moment. So
kicks long and strong to the goal square. Up there is Burgoyne for Port Adelaide, but Farrell offhand's read it beautifully. Clearing kick to the middle of the ground. The two ruckmen go at it. Gorn wins out. He's played a monster of a game. Melbourne kick it inside 50. Pickett, what can he do? He handballs off this time. Another handball, Windsor. Windsor to the pocket. Fritsch. And Fritsch has got it, and boy, can this man kick a goal. He knows where the goals are for sure.
That's gone no more than 9 metres.
Just, didn't it?
Two more metres.
Barely. Fritsch is tied up against the boundary forward pocket. One of Eddie Betts' pockets here. But Gorn was huge in the centre. Chris Dittmar caught it perfectly. Got a fist in and Soldo, and then grabbed the ball out of the air.
Well, he's had a big, big game, Max Gorn, no doubt about it. What an influence he's had. You said it before the game, he could be the difference, and he just about has been with his dominance. Fritsch, 5 goals last week, up against the boundary. Beautiful kick!
Wow!
And he has it. That's such an important kick for Fritsch and for Melbourne. They lead by 12 points, two straight kicks. 2.5 minutes remain at the Adelaide Oval. They go to 14-5, in fact 15-5-95, Port 12-11-83. Let's go to the boundary, Emma Henderson.
Yeah, heartbreaking end to the game for the milestone man, Travis Boak. No concussion test yet, but he is grabbing the back of his head, so he might just be waiting out the result of the match.
That's an absolute dagger from Bailey Fritsch. Beautiful set shot. I think we'll see both teams go into their red time plays here. Melbourne will probably drop one behind the ball, and on the other side, I think Port will get ultra aggressive. They've still got 2.5 minutes, so they won't go absolutely crazy, but they'll look to get one extra forward and look to link up by hand and go straight down the middle.
Todd Marshall looking for an option. Gee, it's a good ball. That's one of the best forward pieces of lead up we've seen tonight. Finlayson wants to get on with business. City end goal. Not much angle. And he puts it through. So the margin is back to 7 points in what has been a huge game of footy here tonight at the Adelaide Oval.
It's not going to be enough, unfortunately, but it's just been a tough performance by Melbourne. When they had to hang in there, they've hung in, they've kicked critical goals at critical times, and the big players stood up in key moments.
Umpire to bounce it, dying seconds of this game. Comes down to Butters. Butters kicks Port Adelaide high to centre-half forward, and that is it. Melbourne run out big winners. Not by a big margin, but that's a huge win for them on the road, beating Port at the Adelaide Oval, and they stay here this week and front up against the Crows next weekend as well.
Catch Triple M Footy's mini match of the round every Monday, and get everything else from Triple M Footy by downloading the Listener app. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.